This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Air Commodore David Cooper, Joint Force Air Component Commander, speaks about his Christian faith in the lead-up to Remembrance as part of the RAF. David, what does your role as the Joint Force Air Component Commander for the RAF actually involve?
I often get asked this question, and sometimes it's difficult to translate into language that people outside of the RAF don't understand. Okay. I think, to use commercial language, I'm an operations director. So if the Royal Air Force or the Ministry of Defence decides to commit any of our aeroplanes abroad onto an operation, then normally those aircraft go with a command and control structure around them, and as a commander who's given the responsibility abroad to use those aircraft. And that's my role. So I'm, for my 2 years in post, and I'm just coming to the end of my second year, I'm between 2 and 5 days readiness to deploy. And when I deploy, I take command of the aircraft that we've decided to use in operations.
Wow. So a job that has a lot of responsibility and potentially quite a bit of uncertainty based on where you might be at certain points.
It is. And I think ambiguity as well. Ambiguity is something that's often labelled with my job. But I find it a challenge, but very rewarding. And when I'm not abroad, then I will train. And I spend a lot of time with people, a lot of time thinking, trying to look at, you know, more concepts, how we do things. So it's, I think I tell people I've got the largest diary, but the smallest inbox of the people I work with. And it's a delightful job, but not without it some difficult days now and then.
No, I can imagine. In your career of service for the RAF, how has your faith supported you? With your job.
I try and have my faith in all aspects of my life. And as many people know, sometimes that's successful, and sometimes we look back and think, I wish I'd relied more on God in that position. Mm. So in terms of my work, I have relied and grown in it in a number of ways. The majority of my time is spent with people, talking, exchanging information, thinking things through, and at my level, relationships as well. And I am learning, still learning, that the more I think things through in advance, the more I pray in advance, the more I present issues and ask for help in going forward with them, in hindsight, the better things are. So I'm still learning to trust through prayer and my faith in taking things forward. So I could always be better. I could always do more of that. But the times at which I really, really ask for help, not just the answers I want, but actually help with difficult answers sometimes, the more my faith grows. So I try and keep it as central as I can.
Do you find there's kind of a natural rhythm to prayer or to, you know, seeking God that you find in amidst the career? Or is it something that you just, as and when you can, you go to it?
It's a bit of both, I think, in that, because my service career has been, the timing of it, events, the type of jobs I have been constant change over my 20-something years that I've been in the services. So typically, I've had 13 or 14 houses now, and typically a different church every time I move. So trying to settle into a community for more than 18 months or 2 years is quite difficult. So that changes all the time. The majority of my posts, I've been in operational areas, so there's no routine during the day, often away at weekends, and often away for 4 or 5 months at a time. So, and in fact, 2 years ago, I was in Afghanistan for a year. So trying to get regularity into my job has been a bit of a challenge. And actually, that's been a challenge for me, to try and get some regularity in prayer, faith, and time to just sit back and think. Sometimes been successful, but other times not successful. But I think, coming back to your question, that's because my career has been typified by irregularity.
It's clear from what you've just said that there are sacrifices that you make, you know, every single day based on the career that you have and for the good of others. And obviously, you know, colleagues of yours in the RAF, they also make sacrifices day in and day out, some that we probably don't even know about as the public. Why do you think it's important that the nation remembers the armed forces and in this case the RAF?
I think it's important from a number of perspectives. I think if we went back to the reason, the label we give to it, remembrance, is remembering those that have fallen. And in all the other things I say, I'll probably say in a couple of minutes, we must not forget that we're there to remember the fallen. Focusing on what that meant to them, because that could be me, it could be my colleagues, and what it means to the family and friends that are now remaining, and not just the ones alive now, but the ones, of course, over the past years, what it meant to them. And I think something I do think about, the commitment that I and my family give now to my job is very different to the commitment that's given in something like the Great War or the Second World War, where there was less choice. I have the choice at the moment. I chose to join the RAF. I choose to stay in. I'm not sure the people that have gone before us had that degree of choice, and that's something I think about a lot. So their commitment, I see, is far greater than anything I can do now. So something about the fallen, honouring them, just the life they gave for the freedom I have now. And when I was younger, that sounds like a trite statement, but it just goes to the core now as I get later on in life. I think it also is useful because it reminds us we need to avoid that in the future. And there's many people in society, maybe close to government or in the forces, where they have large degrees of influence about how we behave, how we set policy. Certain parts of government, of course, set foreign policy. So it's very important during remembrance to keep ourselves in check. And if we are going to use military, it's going to be used for the right reasons. Everyone's going to have a different version of what right is. And at all costs, avoid losing more people. So there's something in there about a check and a balance. I always think of that. A reminder of the perils of war, linking from that. There's something in there about love thy neighbour. Now, that's something that goes to the core of the Christian faith and similar words to many other faiths as well. But trying to do that in strategic policy is sometimes quite difficult to work out how the phrase loving thy neighbour, how does that mean in government policy? But there are many people I work with that work in those areas, so it reminds people once again in positions that I'm in and my friends where little simple sentences that you may think apply to your day-to-day life with, hey, get on with your neighbour, let's say, actually apply to the bigger decisions you make and the influence you've got. And I think the final point would be educating the new generations, because I mean, I was not around for the Second World War. My mother was, and I've learned a lot from her about what her memories of that. And I try to be, and I think we should be, the guardian of those memories, because I've lived and breathed it a bit. My sons haven't, and the people their age haven't. So I think there's something about it societally that it's almost our duty to remind people of what's gone before, because if we don't, people won't learn, and we need to keep these lessons from the past going.
Just to finish off, where will you be on Remembrance Day, and during the silence, who are you going to be remembering?
I don't know at the moment for this, even with 2 days to go. We've got a remembrance period tomorrow at work. We do on a Friday here before Remembrance Weekend, so there'll be something here tomorrow. That'll be a two-minute silence then at Air Command at RAF High Wycombe. On Sunday, for the first time in a while, I haven't been actually asked to lay a wreath somewhere. In my previous jobs, I have, and that's been an honour to you know, lead or contribute to a parade. So I'll either go to my local church here, that I support the church at RAF High Wycombe, or into High Wycombe itself. So I'll have a think about that on Saturday, about where I think I'll go. But in terms of that silence, it's a mixture of the four things that I said a minute ago, you know, honouring those fallen. And I of course remember the people that I know that have fallen, but I try and go back as far as I can to the countless thousands that have also as well. So it's a mixture, and it's also almost a time of prayer for me as well, just to bring, you know, God into it, and just to make sure the things I'm thinking, what I'm trying to be, is nested in what He wants for me as well. So it's just a mixture of emotions, I think, those 2 minutes.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.